Good afternoon and welcome to the 1 o'clock hour, or I should say afternoon everywhere across the country, not necessarily just my time zone. It's a beautiful spring day with snow on the ground, and today we have on C.J. Graham, a wonderful researcher, and finding why we're doing what we're doing. Is there a plumb line? Is there an agenda? Are there things set before us as we do our new creation of legislation in the Congress and in state government? Don't you wonder, CJ, who these closet dictators are that can quickly write a bill so new into a new administration and have all this ready to go?
Right. Well, they're not writing it quickly. You can't write a 700 or 1,000-page bill quickly, especially with the legalese that they use. I think a lot of these things are in place and have been in place for a long time, and they have been holding back until they have the House, and they've got the House, they've got the Senate, they've got the presidency, and they're going to be able to push whatever they want through. Having said that, I consider myself a conservative independent, and they're completely lost faith in the Republican Party as well. And we saw the same thing. We're seeing a continuation of what we saw with the Bush administration, the Clinton administration before that, the Bush administration before that. So this is not a – that's what I wish, that every American could just throw away their party affiliation and just think as Americans, because it's – The process of being part of a party blinds you, and you're not able to see that this has been going on and will continue to go on with the two-party system, which is a one-party system that we have in place right now. And Barbara Jean, I was hoping to ask your listeners, if they're at their computers and they're able, to pull up the websites that we're talking about so they can see it, because unless you see it with your own eyes, you can't get the full the feeling for how incredibly entrenched all this is. So one of the first websites I would love for your listeners to pull up would be the OAS website itself. You can Google OAS and it'll come right up, or you can pull it up at http://www.oas.org/. And you can see the site for yourself. It's pretty breathtaking. And then you go down to the English page and click on Welcome, and you can look at the OAS system, the structure, and all the declarations, the countries that are involved, the publications, all the documents, the charters, the treaties that have already been signed, and start to get an idea of what – it's almost like an entire shadow government set up that the American people are not even aware of, or most American people are not aware of. I was shocked when I learned about all of this. And I call the illegal immigration issue is the gateway drug to reality.
We'll go to break, and we'll be right back.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you, and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
They say 50 is the new 40. I like that idea. But it won't change the facts about prostate health. At my age, you have to understand what the prostate affects. Urine flow, intimacy, sleeping habits, overall quality of life. So if you're like me and you want to give your body nutritional support for a healthy prostate, then take what I take. All natural beta prostate. Now, many men try Saw Palmetto, but Beta Prostate has hundreds of times more healthy plant sterols. In Europe, doctors prescribe plant sterols for prostate support, but here you can get them in non-prescription Beta Prostate. This is targeted nutrition, and it works with your body. So why wouldn't you take this amazing nutrient? Here's a number you can call to try Beta Prostate risk-free. Call 800-362-5848. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or you get your money back. 800-362-5848. That's 800-362-5848.
Pain. It's a warning signal to the body, the same as that warning buzzer is to your car. They both are signals that you have trouble that needs attention. Cutting the wire to the warning sound sure doesn't fix the problem of the car, and taking a pill to numb the brain to kill the pain sure doesn't fix the problem of the body either. If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired all the time, try Lee's Fountain of Youth. Be clean, healthy, happy, and young. Call 740-783-0021 today. The Lord didn't make the body to have pain. That is just a warning signal to get your attention that the body has a problem and you need to fix it, not take a pill to numb the brain. Lee's Fountain of Youth works with Mother Nature to clean the body and jumpstart your circulation to heal your cells. The Fountain of Youth is the only thing in the world with the same universal electrical energy as the body, and just 2 hours in the fountain will pull the heavy metal toxins out. Visit leesfountainofyouth.com or call to ask about your free visit to Lee's Fountain of Youth. 740-783-0021. That's 740-783-0021.
So we're talking about the Organization of American States, sort of a group that's out there, but we don't get it in the news at all. We don't hear much about it. They'll have a convention in Washington or one in Santiago, Chile, or maybe the original getting together of the summit in Miami. Very important things occur there. It's not just as if they're greeting and meeting and having a good time. They are planning the world's future. More importantly, this hemisphere's future, and we're seeing the fruits of their labor. White helmets, right? But it says here that this week, I think it was on the 17th or 18th, it passed the House. It's now made its way through the Senate, this volunteer bill and a volunteer corps, a workable, fair, and reasonable mandatory service. Now, I don't think they're putting it forward as mandatory yet, but I think they're saying that this could be an outgrowth of this. Is that how you're understanding it, CJ? I don't know. Have we lost CJ? Maybe we have. Anyway, the legislature, the actual document refers to uniforms to be worn by volunteers and the need for public service academy. Creating a four-year institution like the Air Force Academy with a focus on training future public sector leaders. Does that bother you? A uniform involved and the need for a public service academy, a four-year institution with a focus on training for future public sector leaders. And then having satellite campuses. Does this cost any money? How about $6 billion over the next 5 years? And could this be, or could it morph into the National Civilian Security Force that was discussed during the campaign by President Obama? The National Civilian Security Force that would be as strong and as well-funded as the military. Remember those words? The new bill specifically says, if all individuals in the United States were expected to perform national service as if it were required to perform a specific certain amount of national service, such a new requirement would strengthen the social fabric of the nation. Mr. Bob Unruh writes, as he made the analysis of this new legislation, that it appears that no one except infants would be excluded. The Canadian Free Press volunteered that volunteerism that has been America and has kept us running since the days of our founding would be struck out and usurped with the use of a pen in this particular bill. So I hope you're getting ready to train your young people to be prepared to be a volunteer, and soon I think it could evolve possibly into a mandatory story. CJ, what do you think? It could evolve to the mandatory service, and that President Obama, as he was campaigning, described a national civilian security force. Do you think it could morph into that?
Absolutely. That's exactly where it's going. Incrementally, they have to put the frog, as I put in my article, put the frog in the water, in a lukewarm water, and then turn the heat up slowly. Nobody is going to agree to do mandatory service right now, and nobody is going to agree to a mandatory civilian force. It's too much to ask, so you take little bites at a time and get people used to things, get the framework in place, get the funding going, and then it's just a short step from there to the next step. So he will keep the promises that he made on the campaign trail. He has told us exactly what he intends to do. That is where this is going. So we shouldn't be at all surprised. It will begin as something innocuous to allow people to get acclimated to it and start to think that it's harmless, so we won't have our guard up against it. And then it will morph over time slowly, incrementally, into something not so benign.
Well, you know, I was stunned, CJ, to look at yesterday's paper and the endorsement by the Salt Lake Tribune of Serve America Act, and then they say the U.S. Senators Orrin Hatch and Ted Kennedy are sponsoring this Serve America Act in the Senate, and that they think it's just such a fine thing. I chide all newsprint for their lack of content. They could lift the paragraphs from the bill that we're discussing,
right,
the ones that seem to be so offensive for freedom-loving individuals. And why do I have to read that it's okay in the paper and walk out into my kitchen and think my world is over? This is a terrible bill, and as we speak, it could be making its way through the Senate and then to conference.
Well, I think that the journalists in this country should be ashamed of themselves. For people like you and I to have to do the work that they are supposed to and they are entrusted as the force of state to be doing. Media is not doing its job. It's either lazy or it's complicit. I don't know which it is, and sometimes I think it's both. They don't want to tackle the difficult issues. They read the talking points that are given to them. Very, very little journalistic integrity anymore. And that's why newspapers are going broke. And that's why the American people are seeking alternate news sources for investigative journalism, because I am not a journalist. And yet I have t- taken to researching things because it needed to be done, and the media obviously is not going to tell the people anything, but they can tell you exactly what Britney Spears had for breakfast, so good for them. But I'm embarrassed for them, I'm ashamed of them, and I'm hoping if anybody listening is a journalist with some real integrity, maybe they'll start doing a little investigating, because that's what they're supposed to be doing.
In the beginning of this hour, I think we were disconnected for a bit, and I was discussing that they refer to uniforms in the bill being worn by the volunteers, and also the need for a public service academy, a four-year institution focusing on training future public sector leaders. How could you train a public sector leader if you didn't want to shape his thinking, right?
Well, this is social engineering. It's social engineering. And people had better take a very, very good look at history, because those who don't know their history are doomed to repeat it. This is a very slippery slope. Our children are going to go and be indoctrinated. Please tell me where any of this is in our Constitution, our Bill of Rights, or our Declaration of Independence, any of this. This is not, these are not American ideas. These are socialistic, Marxist, communist ideas. And these training camps are going to turn our children into volunteer socialist agitators. Now, I don't know if you know, you knew what happened this weekend, but Obama sent his supporters out into the streets to knock on doors.
This is incredible, isn't it, when you think about that?
Well, and, the knock on doors to get people to sign an oath to support the Obama doctrine, basically.
An unusual event, I would say. And the young people are so thrilled, you know. They've got a task. They're thinking they're enlightened. We have a new leader and change, and they're playing the program, and they're pleased.
And I'm angry that the people that were supposed to be guarding this country did not get the message out to our children why this is a problem. And I wrote in one of my articles that they weren't informed, so when the wolf knocked at the door, they didn't know enough to barricade it. Our children don't understand why this is historical, what's happening, and how incredibly dangerous it is. And we have to tell them, because they can't rely on the media, which is celebrity-driven, corporate-owned, and has its own agenda. So, and everything they see, and I mean, our children are hungry for leadership. And if you look to Washington, who do you look for? Who is there that is not corrupt? I mean, we have a Secretary of the Treasury that couldn't figure out TurboTax, and he's running bailouts. And, you know, how many of the people that President Obama put forward have had to step down for tax issues, or have been put through despite tax issues? And when we do not act with integrity, then our children don't know who to believe in. And, you know, they'll fall for anything, because they're desperately looking for leadership. And they want hope and change. But this is not the hope and change that they want.
We're going to break. We'll be right back. You're listening to Born on the 4th of July. C.J. Graham is the guest today, a researcher, a patriot, and a veteran.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Do you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt? Would you like to be out of debt in just 90 days using a system with proven and guaranteed results for over 15 years? Would you like to stop any mortgage foreclosure and have a written guarantee that would make most attorneys scream? Hi, I'm John Glia, the author of Winning the Collection Game and founder of Zero Debt in 90 Days. My Zero Debt Expert System has helped tens of thousands of people.
My wife was really skeptical, but she liked your written guarantees, and I'm glad we went with the program. Thanks to your system, John, we've got a fresh start and are debt-free, and it only took a few months.
And you don't need an attorney to get the benefits of my proven system. In fact, you can keep your cash. No need to negotiate with creditors or pay a percentage of your debt. Call my experts today at 800-477-9256 and ask for free information on how you can be debt-free in 90 days without making one payment to any creditor. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
CJ, have you been following the story of the Missouri State Police and their directive for who's a terrorist and their description of Ron Paul and Bob Barr and Chuck Baldwin?
Right. Well, I guess I'm on that list as well because I supported Ron Paul and Chuck Baldwin. So, and I don't know why they didn't just go ahead and name Christians in general since, you know, many Christians could fall into a lot of those categories, especially with the abortion issue, and most conservatives with the illegal immigration issue. I think they pretty much named everybody. I know that you saw what Nancy Pelosi said the other day on her little grand tour, her amnesty tour in San Francisco. I have to, you know, I'm pretty tough, and I have to admit that when I heard her say what she said, tears sprang to my eyes. And I'm pretty tough. I you know, nothing shocks me anymore, but I must admit that that was a sucker punch that I took when she said that. To say that illegal aliens are very special people and that they are helping the democratic process by being there on a Saturday night, that they're very, very patriotic Americans and the future of the country, and that law enforcement, following our laws, trying to secure our nation and our borders, are un-American, was just so insulting, so beyond insulting. I mean, it really actually hurt to hear her say that. Between that and the MIAC report, everything is so upside down. It's almost like we've stepped in some kind of alternate reality where right is wrong, and it's Orwellian. It's up is down and in is out and, you know, wrong is right. And illegal aliens who have come across our border and shunned our laws are patriotic Americans, and ICE agents are un-American. So I don't...
And we're paying for their lovely lifestyle.
We pay and we pay and we pay.
And I'm thinking in terms of Mrs. Pelosi and Gutierrez and Baca.
You know, I wonder if she's using the Air Force planes to ship her around to these amnesty meetings as well.
This is worth an inquiry. I would think there would be an investigative reporter that doesn't have to cook breakfast, lunch, and dinner, that might not have to have other duties as a housewife, could check this out if he's a full-time reporter or she and give us some feedback.
It's amazing the questions they don't ask. They almost trip over themselves not to ask the relevant questions. You almost have to, I watch C-SPAN, both channels. I watch CNBC, MSNBC, CNN, Fox. I read alternate news websites like my own and WorldNet Daily, and I listen to radio such as yours, because you have to pick all the tiny pieces to try to get as much information as you to try to put a picture together, because you're certainly not going to get it. And most people, you know, until a couple of years ago, I was just trying to support my husband while he was in the military and raise our children, and I was working to make ends meet, and I have to admit that I was one of the clueless. And it wasn't until I saw people marching in our streets with Mexican flags and upside-down American flags, that was my wake-up call. And I said, whoa, what's going on here? And why aren't they rounding these people up? That's why I call it the gateway to reality. Because, you know, until that moment, I really honestly was so busy just trying to make it every month to make the bills and take care of my kids and support my husband that I wasn't awake. And I think that that's the way it is for most Americans. But these bailouts may have been a shock of cold water to a lot of people. And I noticed that a lot of people are complaining, why aren't they showing the tax rallies on the news? Well, that's a great question. And that will make people start to wonder, what else aren't we finding out on the news? I remember the whole entire Ron Paul movement, all these great rallies, and they never showed anything. If they did, they would pick on just a couple people maybe that were, you know, dressed a little ironically or in masks or costumes or whatever, and they would show them, and they would make it appear that nobody had turned up for the rally, when in fact it was moms and dads and, you know, grandmas and children and families and, you know, just everyday ordinary American people at those rallies, and they never showed it. So a lot of people didn't even understand what the Ron Paul movement was, you know, what it is to be in, you know, in a rally like that. Now though, you know, they've continued to ostracize so many groups that now everybody's starting to ask, what else aren't we finding out? And that's when people start to wake up and look around and say, what else don't we know? And that's what I'm trying to do, and why I thank you for letting me come on and talk to your audience today, just to try to say, do you know that this exists, and do you know how much influence these organizations are having on the policy that Washington is setting, and where was our representatives when these things were being set in stone? Because how is our representation going to be in Trinidad and Tobago? The only one that's going to be, that's April 17th to the 19th, by the way, the Fifth Summit of the Americas will be in Trinidad and Tobago, and Secretary of State Hillary Clinton will be there. So,
and also, I hold the Congress people responsible, because they, as an individual, as a leader and an elected person, could do what you have done and come back to their constituents and explain the Organization of American States or the different summits that have taken place, the edicts and the paperwork that have come from those things, and how they bear on Congress and this kind of legislation. For those of you who have been following the MIAC report out of Missouri and the fine gentlemen that were so smeared, and yes, each one of us as well, on March the 20th, 2009, the three of them wrote, and maybe you've heard of this, but I think it's worthwhile to share, they wrote a letter to Governor Nixon. Now that is, I think his name is Jeremiah Nixon, and he's the governor of the state of Missouri, and they say, the three of us write you as former presidential candidates, and we'll pick it up when we come back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
the new world order beast is genetically modifying your food.
Genetically modifying.
Mixing vegetables with animals. And now experimenting with viruses.
Viruses.
Without a long-term food solution, you will have just two options. Starve or surrender.
Surrender.
All canned food supplies will eventually run out.
What then?
Grow your own healthy food and feed your family forever. SurvivalistSeeds.com is now the nation's largest bulk heirloom seed company.
And it's owned by a real patriot.
Big John Lipscomb.
You can now have
an infinite amount of healthy vegetables like a watermelon, a bundle of carrots, or tomatoes for a little more than a penny each. SurvivalistSeeds.com. And now you can go into business with Big John at SurvivalistSeeds.com by becoming an affiliate. See his link at SurvivalistSeeds.com.
SurvivalistSeeds.com.
Pain. It's a warning signal to the body, the same as that warning buzzer is to your car. They both are signals that you have trouble that needs attention. Cutting the wire to the warning sound sure doesn't fix the problem of the car, and taking a pill to numb the brain to kill the pain sure doesn't fix the problem of the body either. If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired all the time, try Lee's Fountain of Youth. Be clean, healthy, happy, and young. Call 740-783-0021 today. The Lord didn't make the body to have pain. That is just a warning signal to get your attention that the body has a problem and you need to fix it, not take a pill to numb the brain. Lee's Fountain of Youth works with Mother Nature to clean the body and jumpstart your circulation to heal your cells. The Fountain of Youth is the only thing in the world with the same universal electrical energy as the body, and just 2 hours in the fountain will pull the heavy metal toxins out. Visit leesfountainofyouth.com or call to ask about your free visit to Lee's Fountain of Youth, 740-783-0021. That's 740-783-0021.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to libertystickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's libertystickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Returning to the letter, and once again, ladies and gentlemen, remember the date. This is March 20th, 2009, and the three gentlemen, the candidates for the presidency of the United States of America, the three of us write you as former presidential candidates, and they're bringing attention to the disturbing document from the Missouri Information Analysis Center, and they're reminding the governor that has the seal of your office, and this is one of their paragraphs. We respectfully demand that the following described document be immediately removed from any and all websites associated with or maintained by the state of Missouri or any agency thereof, including MIAC. Said document no longer be circulated by the state of Missouri or any agency thereof or associated therewith, and that the state of Missouri repudiate its references to the three of us contained therein. And then there's another paragraph, and then toward the end they say that they stand ready to discuss this matter. And they also say that the action respectfully demanded within 3 days upon your receipt of this letter. Now, that was the 20th, and today's date is the 24th, I believe, and it'll be interesting to see who and what response they get from their letter. But, ladies and gentlemen, I just can't help but say how serious this is. Candidacies for the presidency of the United States of America, deemed by an organization sponsored and under the direction of Homeland Security in teaching officers and highway patrol and people in uniform to detect and discern just who might be a terrorist. And they have the audacity and the sinister will to place presidential candidates who exonerate the law of the land, the Constitution, as terrorists. And anyone who's concerned about illegal immigration or United Nations, i.e. Organization of American States. CJ, did you ever think you were going to be a terrorist?
You know, isn't it amazing? I watched airplanes crash into our towers, and I am pretty sure there was not one militia member or Ron Paul supporter flying those planes. I cannot believe that we have come to this in this country, that little old ladies in airports have to take off their shoes. But there are Islamist terrorist training camps known and up and operational around our country. Our borders are wide open, and there are not just hungry farmers crossing those borders. There are MS-13 gang members, Chinese spies, Islamist terrorists. So what kind of a mixed message are they sending? Let me understand. People that drive planes into the buildings have open running camps in our country, but American citizens who support a sitting congressman running for president are potential militia members? Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Everyone must call. You must call if you have the moment to do so. Take the moment to call. Find where this kind of activity might hear your voice, because if you hold dear anything that you once thought of as America, certainly you should make some calls. I have recommended calling the St. Louis Chamber of Commerce. Why would someone suggest that? Well, that's where it all happens, ladies and gentlemen, a very, very international group, if I ever knew one. The Chamber of Commerce loves illegal aliens, all here abroad, nationally and internationally. They like business. So you might want to call them, and that is in St. Louis, 314-231 and 5555. Once again, St. Louis Chamber of Commerce, say, hey, no, we won't come. There's no point. 314-231-5555. How about the St. Louis Convention and Visitors Commission?
Well, Barbara Jean, I'm so sorry, Barbara Jean, you reminded me of something I really want to make sure that your listeners hear. Now, I listened to Congressman Ron Paul yesterday on Neil Cavuto, and they are Glenn Beck, and they were discussing the MIAC report, and he asked him, why do you think that that Missouri would do this? And Congressman Paul said, well, we are planning to have a Campaign for Liberty rally there in St. Louis. Maybe they did that to suppress it. So I think that that's very important. I'm very concerned that people that are going to be showing up to that rally had better be very careful to make sure that the people in their surroundings are not there to cause a disturbance. And I don't mean the people that are legitimately
there. Now, is that the rally? Is that the rally for the end of this week in the date? Do you have the date of that rally?
He didn't give the rally, and I didn't have a chance to look it up, so I don't know when it is. But
okay,
he talked about a rally in St. Louis.
There is a rally scheduled toward the end of this week. So try the number, 800-325-7962. And then, of course, MIAC, and you can get that at these two numbers, 866-362-6422 and 573-566-1115. It's interesting to note that in calling 866-362-6422, you can get a hold of someone in the Highway Patrol, which I did, and they were very polite and condescending and smoothing things over and not to worry type commentary. And when I was more specific with what actually is involved in the document and read it back to him, and he had to agree, yes, that was in the document, he became a little different. And I asked at the end, I said, this should worry you as much as it worries me. And so, ladies and gentlemen, in your face, America, in your face, America, over and over again. I'm worried also about some of the appointees by the new president. How about you? Have you been watching those, CJ?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Very, very worried. I'm very concerned at the level of, as you said, in-your-face corruption that continues. Rahm Emanuel has been very blatant about his mandatory service. He talked about the campuses and the service ahead of time. There's a video of him on YouTube discussing that, talking about 3 month mandatory volunteer. I like the way it's volunteerism, but it's mandatory. He's also said that if you're on the terror watch list, you're not part of the American family, and therefore you don't get to have a gun. So I'd like to know, first of all, who he is to decide who is part of the American family. And what right he has to take away anyone's ability to defend themselves because they might have erroneously been put on a terror watch list. You know, the terror watch list has like a million people on it now, so they're not all driving airplanes into buildings. They're not all terrorists. And we can see from that MIAC report that they have a pretty broad brush when they're looking for people to point the finger at. So how many of those people that would fit on the MIAC list are also on the terror watch list? And how many of those people, according to Rahm Emanuel, are not part of the American family and don't deserve the right to have a gun?
Interestingly, that he had written a book. Didn't he write a book about this kind of service?
I'm not familiar with that, if he has.
Rahm Emanuel has written some sort of a treatise on that. And we live at a time when China is saying, let's drop the dollar, right, and have a one-world currency. Leaders of Kazakhstan and elsewhere are saying, oh, yeah, we just need to have a one-world currency. Do we not, as Americans, understand if you don't have your own currency and you don't have the power of your economy in your hands, as a nation, you are no longer a nation? You know, we've had a coup d'etat. We've had everything turned upside down. We know of a few bad guys that they're finding latently. We know of a Congress that just gave them everything they demanded in a few moments. You know, they had to have everything done. And then we have seen what they demanded hasn't worked. And so they need more as we speak. I think the Treasury Sector Secretary Geithner is demanding more power. They want to go after the insurance folks. They want to have a broader expanse in the control of the Treasury and the Fed. That's happening as we speak, this meeting today.
Barbara Jean, do you know if it's true that the AIG holds the pensions for the Congress? I've heard rumors to that effect. I haven't had a chance to check it out for myself.
Oh,
you know,
that's
true.
That's probably the next thing we need to know.
Yeah, because that would be important. I mean, if AIG holds the pensions for the Congress, then, you know, I mean, what about a conflict of interest there? That's a huge conflict of interest. It's also being reported now that some of the congressmen who signed for the bailouts are receiving currently contributions for some of the companies that receive bailouts. So if that isn't you scratch my back and I'll scratch yours, I don't know what is.
And in talking about how you go about appointing people to very high and important positions, there's this group, you know, we're going back and forth now, but we're talking about a new presidency, appointees. We're talking about the empowerment of Mr. Geithner with the Treasury and his new demand today that he needs more power They just don't want the government to take over the banks. They want to have expanded power. And then we also know that we're worried about some of the appointees that have extraordinary power. And evidently, just recently on the drug and immigration problem, there was a drug interdiction agreement between El Salvador and the State Department, and it's due to run out in a year. And the State Department, under our new president, has decided not to renew and turns down this interdiction. And that's just occurred. And the interesting part of it, in the Department of Justice, we have a new appointee, and his name is Thomas Perez. And he has a lot of, you know, background and experience and just the right degree from everywhere. But he also has been a board member of Casa de Maryland, if you can believe it. And this is the Washington Post reporting last month on February 9 that a former Casa de Maryland board member, Thomas Perez, has been picked by Obama to head a certain department. And now he has been elevated into the Department of Justice. And Casa de Maryland is sympathetic to a lot of things, and one of them being the FMLN's Washington branch, which is connected to terrible drug wars and drug people in El Salvador. And they make no bones about it. So how about that? FMLN, and that is founded in Havana, Cuba in 1980 by Castro to unite five Marxist factions that were fighting amongst each other. And they took the name from Farabundo Marte, a Soviet Comintern agent who founded El Salvador's Communist Party in the 1930s. So now we have this group in Maryland, and we have a member of the Department of Justice, just newly appointed, Mr. Perez. Everything's fine, right? How do we expect to go forward?
Well, I think that you can tell a lot about what President Obama's agenda is going to be with amnesty by the people that he's putting in his administration. So he has already stated that he'd like to work on immigration in May. So he's going to be putting forward a proposal. He's already stated that, and I think that we're in for one heck of a fight. It wouldn't surprise me to see them put forth a new comprehensive immigration bill that's 1,000 pages long and push it through overnight, and we're going to have a heck of a fight on our hands to keep them from doing that. You know, a lot of those Central American drug gangs are also crossing our borders, and I saw a recent map. And there isn't a state now that's not affected by gangs, drug gang cartels. This is becoming very serious. Atlanta, Georgia is one of the main hubs of the drug cartels bringing drugs in through the United States and up the East Coast. So this, you know, is no longer a border issue. This affects every state in the union. There's no getting away from this anymore. There's no escaping from it. We have got to stand up against this. And, you know, they're talking about putting the military on the border. It makes me hopeful but very nervous, because the last thing that I would like to see is if they're going to be on the border to protect the border and to close off the border, that's one thing. But to go into Mexico to fight drug cartel, I'm sure their hands are going to be tied behind their backs. They're going to have all kinds of rules they have to play by, and that's a whole nother story. So, you know, if you wouldn't send the military down to defend the border, I would be all for that. But I have a feeling that that's not the direction that would go in. You know, I have a feeling it would be more about crossing into Mexico, working with the government, fighting against the drug cartels, who probably have better weapons at this point. They're certainly, you know, having no problem getting arms from around the world.
They are very sophisticated in their weaponry. I was looking at an article out of Mexico that said as much. We'll be right back.
There are two major factors that sell products, sex and fear. Let's talk about this. Life Change Tea will not enhance your sexual drive other than help you to live longer to enjoy it. And when it comes to the subject of fear, don't buy Life Change Tea because you fear. Buy it because you understand. Life is too short to enjoy from a hospital bed or a pine box. This nation is at its peak of unhealthiness. It's your decision, not ours. Life Change Tea is the alternative to sickness. No fear, just fact. Walk with the few that know. Call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Life Change Tea. Get the tea and live.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Special Roast Hemp Coffee from HempUSA.org. Our coffee grows in the dense volcanic-rich soil, herbicide and pesticide-free, and in the high altitudes of Guatemala, in conditions that are ideal for natural growth of this high-quality coffee. Try our mellow cup of coffee that is ground and roasted with 25% hemp seed from Canada. With a wonderful nutty flavor that contains 18% protein, our roasters bring a unique flavor that makes this the best cup of coffee you'll ever have. Try our new Special Roast Hemp Coffee from HempUSA.org and wake up your brain without the jitters. Our customers look forward to their next cup of hemp coffee. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608 and see if you'll change your mind about drinking coffee again. Taste the difference. Feel the difference at HempUSA.org today.
So today is Tuesday, March 24th, 2009, in the United States of America. If we are not in charge of our banking, if we are not in charge of our money, then I would say we are not in charge as a nation. In the Washington Post, it's suggesting that the Obama administration seeks expanded power to seize firms. An article by Benjamin Applebaum and David Cho, asking Congress to give the Treasury Secretary unprecedented power to initiate the seizure of non-bank financial companies, such as large insurers and investment firms. So at present, they only have the authority to seize banks, a shift from the existing model of financial requirements. This would exercise new powers, and this would create a new person that would exercise the powers and consult with the White House, and this would elevate the Secretary of Treasury in this consultation and put the White House in charge. What do you think, CJ?
I think the American people had better wake up and not only call their representatives in D.C., that's useful and helpful, but they have to call their local representatives, too. And don't take for granted the fact that they know. You will be surprised at how much your local representatives do not know. Most important, information share with everyone that you can. Everything that I get that I can check out and find out to be true, I forward to as many people as I can. And Barbara Jean, if you wouldn't mind, you can find my work at newswithviews.com. If you click on it, my email address is at the bottom of all my articles. If you email me, I will send you a plethora of links to the OAS and the Summits of the Americas, even more of the documents and stuff if you want to do research and find out what it is that they're doing over there. I'll be happy to send you the information. I reply to every email that I get. So
it's very, very careful work. I applaud you for what you do. Very helpful, necessary information if we're to survive.
Thank you, Barbara Jean.
And you know what? I'm wondering if we're going to at this point. You know, I always thought certainly this information, the availability, the talk show hosts, the Patriots, the Ron Pauls, the Chuck Baldwins, and all those folks that have dedicated so much, that the people would listen and awaken. Do you think that will still occur?
I do. I honestly do. If I didn't, I wouldn't bother. I would shut everything down and go play with my kids. I honestly think that this country is waking up, and maybe they had to get hit in the pocketbook in order for it to happen, unfortunately. But too many insults, too many injuries, illegal immigration, this MIAC report, the Wall Street, the corrupt of our politicians. Little by little, people are waking up all over the country. Now what we have to do is, now that they're awake, we need to give them information. That's the most important thing we could do. What you do every day is very important, Barbara Jean, and thank you so much for letting me be a part of that, because what you're doing is vital. People are turning away from the mainstream media. They see it for what it is, and they're looking for alternate sources. So what you're doing, what Republic Broadcast is doing, what News with Views is doing, what the people are doing on forums and in phone calls and in local town meetings is very important. We absolutely can turn this around. I believe it with all my heart.
Well, you've given me a shot of energy, and it does take a lot of time and intellectual stretching in order to comprehend and put it all together. But there is an agenda, there is a plan, and they have done this on your money, the tax dollar.
We're paying for our own socialism. We are. Absolutely.
I think Dzerzhinsky had the plan in the early days in Russia. Our time is up. Thanks for listening.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and